Refugees in Africa figure in today's GeoQuiz. But these refugees are from another planet.
There's a lot of secrets in District 9.
District 9 is where these aliens are locked up, apartheid style, in the current hit movie of the same name. They'd arrive nearby.
Now, to everyone's surprise, the ship didn't come to a stop over Manhattan or Washington or Chicago, but instead coasted to a halt directly over the city of Johannesburg.
Johannesburg. That's your first clue to the township we're looking for in today's GeoQuiz. District 9 opens in Johannesburg this week, but the movie was actually filmed in a township southwest of the city. Yes, those slums are all too real, and the parallels don't end there.
We're coming to you from the entrance of District 9, the refugee camp set up to separate aliens from the general population.
South Africa's apartheid government created the real township for blacks to live in, separate from the white population. It became a center of dissent against the racist regime. It's still there, and it still houses some of South Africa's poorest people. We're looking for the name of this township. We'll hear how residents there hope the movie will draw attention to their plight when we answer today's GeoQuiz in just a minute. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
The World's GeoQuiz is now an online game with hundreds of multiple-choice questions and detailed answers that take you around the globe. You can play the GeoQuiz challenge anytime at theworld.org.
I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. We wanted to know where the new sci-fi movie District 9 was shot. It's a township southwest of Johannesburg that gained notoriety during the apartheid era. The answer is Soweto. Specifically, District 9 was filmed in a district of Soweto called Chiawelo. The movie contains scenes of disturbing poverty, and that poverty is all too real, 15 years after South Africa's first democratic elections. Jeffrey York is Africa Bureau Chief of the Canadian paper The Globe and Mail. He went to Chiawelo to see what residents make of the movie. Welcome. First, let's just hear another quick clip from the movie.
I just want everyone watching this right now to learn from what has happened.
Jeffrey York, what do residents of Chiawelo want people to learn from District 9?
Well, when I went out there a few days ago, I was a bit surprised because I thought they would be embarrassed by this publicity about their neighborhood, showing, you know, the whole world, you know, millions of filmgoers, how terrible the conditions are there. But what I found, in fact, is that they were very happy that this movie had been made because they think now it will force the government of South Africa to pay attention to their plight, and it will embarrass or shame the government to the point that they'll finally be forced to give proper housing to all the people who are still in that very terrible condition in that neighborhood.
And does the movie exaggerate aspects of the neighborhood? I mean, you see characters wearing clothes pieced together with masking tape, using plastic sheeting for windows, steel plates to plug the holes in their shacks. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, I don't know about the masking tape on the clothing, but everything else is an accurate description of what it's like in Chiawelo right now. The conditions in these tin shacks that they're living in are terrible. They have no electricity, no running water. The shacks themselves are tiny. There's holes in their walls that they've plugged with plastic bags. The windows are often broken, or in one case we visited a woman whose window had been smashed by burglars who broke in and stole, you know, the meager possessions that she has. So she covered up the window with a sheet of metal from a beer advertisement, and now her shack is darker and gloomier than ever. So the conditions that are shown in the movie are not really an exaggeration at all. That's what it's really like there.
And did that woman you met, what was her name?
The woman that I'm talking about in this case is Mansi Maletsi.
And what
she's 66 years old. She's been living there for basically since 1981. She's been living in this same squatter camp called Chiawelo.
And was she one of the people who thought this would be a good thing, that the movie depicts the real...
Yeah, everyone I talked to who lives there now are are hoping that this movie will be a good thing for them. The people that I talked to were all very, very keen to see it or to get a disc of it or something. I mean, they had watched it being filmed right in front of their eyes. Some of them had even been lucky enough to get small jobs on the movie set. One of them that I talked to had been a guard on screen, actually, in the movie. So they were very keen to see how they looked on the big screen. But at the same time, even more important for them was that they were hoping that this movie would benefit them by embarrassing the government and shedding a spotlight onto the terrible conditions that they're living under.
What do you think about that? Do you think the South African government will be moved by the attention that the movie is shining on Chiwelo?
Yeah, I think it will. And in fact, it does seem that over the past few months, even the fact that it was chosen as the location where this movie would be shot has already embarrassed the government and has already put pressure on them. And some of the residents have been moved away, and quite a few of the shacks have been removed. I mean, it's been such a smash success, and so many millions of people have seen this movie or heard about it now, that it may indeed force the government to pay more attention to the plight of these people.
Reporter Jeffrey York of Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. The film District 9 is set in Chiwelo in the township of Soweto, South Africa.